This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Spiegel and Holmes talking to you, the Bears fan. Hey, Joe, you're on the Score.
Joe.
My neighbor, who's from Naperville, and we live in Wisconsin.
He's my neighbor. He is Benny May.
Behind the cheddar curtain, he's got a flagpole. He always has the Packer flag above the Bear flag and the Bear flag upside down.
Oh. Wars are fought with weapons, but they are won by men. We are going to win this war because we have the best men.
So at halftime, he came out and ran it up. So I saw that because I had my dog, walking my dog. I went over and knocked on the door, and I said, are you sure about that?
You sure about that? You sure about that?
I said, the Bears are a second-half team. They might come back. He said, no way. They're done. He said, book that. So at the end of the game, I came over to his house, knocked on the door. I said, are you going to take that flag down or am I?
Captain says he wants that flag.
He wants this flag?
Yes, sir.
We just put the damn thing up.
Yes, sir.
And he goes, I ain't taking it down, dude. Wait till next year. I said, yeah, that's what you guys got this year.
Uh-huh.
So I went over to his flagpole, and I cut the rope and took the Bear flag.
Spectacle of fearsome acts. Somebody rises against me. I cut off his head, stick it on a pike. Raise it high up so all on the streets can see. That's what preserves the order of things.
That was amazing. He cut the rope and took the flag.
He literally captured the flag. Good for him.
Don't know about you. I never get tired of this scene. And now we move on to the main event.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you for a full boat show tonight. We're going until 6 o'clock. There's a lot for us to get done. It is pro day on the Spiegel and Holmes show. That means that Matt Forte is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Matt Bowen is going to join us at 4 o'clock. The whole crew, well, three-fourths of the crew is here. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Big Ant Heron.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
That's him. So you can add another pro to our pro day. Kaylin Kaler is going to stop by the show. She's got some interest. He's dealing with Hell Week. So he's got to do that. He'll be back on Thursday. So Big Ann is going to be here with me today. Carmen Vitale is going to do the show tomorrow. So a lot of football gray matter is going to be sitting in the seats beside me.
I like that.
Yeah.
Football gray matter.
Football gray matter. That's you and Carmen for sure over the next couple of days. We're going to have a lot of fun on today's show. Big Ant, we have been talking with Bears fans over the last two shows, as you can imagine, about how good they feel.
Very boisterous.
Yes, very chesty, and yeah, I like it that they're
reason.
Very chesty.
It's been earned.
What was this like for you to watch this game and watch the way that the Bears were able to persevere?
The consumption of this game, there's, at least for me, there's been a faith built up in the potential for this team to do this, but we haven't, at least I don't believe we've seen anything like it before. Certainly not with the Chicago Bears, perhaps not even in Chicago in general, just with this continual ability late in games. And so by the time, I'm home Saturday night, by the time we get our 8-year-old to bed, it's still looking really good for Green Bay. And so me and my wife are sitting there kind of taking everything in, and it was late in the first half was to me the legit inkling where I'm like, just see if they leave the door ajar, because the Packers controlled so much of the first half and Ben Johnson's going for a bunch of fourth downs. And to me, one thing that concerned me was he's going for fourth downs and there was a level of aggression schematically going into it, but they made the first one and then didn't make any more of them for a while. It's like, well, okay, this is obviously a plan coming into it, but the plan is going awry. They're not converting on these fourth downs. You're giving the ball back to Green Bay. Green Bay's got good field position, and they're converting. These are turning into points over and over again.
It's stuff that people got furious with this year at Dan Campbell.
Right.
He kept going for it on fourth down. They didn't make it, and they lost a couple games because of it.
And I think Ben Johnson as a whole this season, as a guy who we view as an analytical thinker from a strategic perspective, I do think he's balanced that really well with sort of the flow of the game and managing situations. So not being, sort of too creative with the idea of going for fourth downs, not being too aggressive with them situationally. I don't think he's colored outside the lines with that to an extent that's made me and my dinosaur football brain uncomfortable. I started getting uncomfortable in the first half the other night. So I'm thinking, you can take a field goal when you want to. You can go ahead and punt and pin and hope that it gives your defense a chance for a little bit of life. And that wasn't showing up. When the Packers missed that field goal, I said, all right, 21-3 instead of 24-3. We might have something. And then when they get that first defensive stop coming out of the locker room, that's where I look at my wife and say, you know what? All right, I think they got something now. I think this is where things turn.
What's wild about that, and McManus was a huge reason why the Bears were able to come back and win, if it's 24-3 with the Packers getting the ball to start second half, because Ben showed the aggression by taking the opening kickoff too.
Right.
That was a part of his thinking, like, let's get aggressive. Let's try to make sure that we use all of our offensive possessions to put pressure on them and to stay with them. But 24-3 feels awful going into the locker room. And then if they were able to get points on top of that, it becomes almost insurmountable for the Bears to come back in the
at
second
least
half.
It feels more
yes,
so.
Yes, it feels very dire. Mm-hmm. And not that the missed kick at the end of the half like gave the Bears juice, but it at least allowed for you to be like, look, this game is still
within reach.
Let's go do what we need to do. A field goal gets us to a two-possession game like that.
Yeah.
And that changes like everything. So it was fun to watch that part of it play out. And yeah, I'm as aggressive as anyone else that looks at fourth downs and goes, yeah, that's an extra possession. You don't have to give the ball away.
I've been a slow turn on the fourth down thing, and I'm still not all the way there yet. I do think the consciousness about going for fourth downs has, in my mind, become too aggressive. But I think there's a world for it. But the first half the other night was making me uncomfortable. I did feel like it was more than I expected it would be, more than I felt it needed to be in the moment, while at the same time, as I was referencing, Ben Johnson reading the situation, reading the flow of the game, even going into this game knowing what the defense had just shown against San Francisco, what it had shown in multiple games for the most part against Green Bay. It was a Packers offense that didn't look like they were going to be stopped by the Bears defense anytime soon. So I got that. It's like, all right,
your 32-yard line, like, that's a bit much. That's a bit rich for my blood, because you're, like, gift-wrapping points for Green Bay with the way they're moving it there.
When you watch this continued thing that's happened, and it's hard to believe it will continue because we haven't really seen it continue outside of the careers of a couple of guys in the league, but when you see what Caleb Williams does in those moments, what goes through your mind as a former defensive player?
It feels debilitating at times as a defender when you have an opposing quarterback that just seemingly is toying with you at times, and especially in a game where you feel like maybe you've had them under either physical or mental duress or both, but they still are able to start toying with you at certain points, whether it was, you know, like when I was with the Falcons, we faced Donovan McNabb in an NFC championship game. That first time, really the only time he led the Eagles to a Super Bowl appearance, and he's just kind of dancing all over the field. And T.O. was out with an injury, but he still was able to just kind of manipulate the pass rush and use eye discipline to move defenders and extend plays. And you face these quarterbacks at times that just feel like they're a step ahead, whether it's physically, mentally, or both of the defense. And we're seeing Caleb now get to a point where early in the season, he was able to play and stay a step ahead of the defense physically as much as anything else, as he's still processing and figuring out the Ben Johnson offense. I really thought Caleb looked extremely capable in the first half. Composed wouldn't be the exact right word, because he was getting fired up with his teammates, but I thought his game was composed, though. Between the white lines, Caleb looked in command. That's probably the best word I would go with. Caleb, even as they weren't scoring points in the first half, looked in command. And then the second half, where things really got rolling, is where the teammates are really doing big things offensively as well. But I didn't think Caleb looked baffled. I didn't think he looked like he didn't know where to go with the football. But it was a game where Green Bay controlled it a lot of that first half. But still, that Packers defense, as you got into the second half, you could tell they're flailing, like literally at times flailing, just doing everything they can to try and catch Caleb, to try to cover passes that Caleb is throwing. And it's just every sequence, every series for how the Bears are beginning to operate offensively, you could tell they felt a step behind. They were seeing a quarterback in an offense that was moving ahead of them, moving at a pace and with an efficiency that they just couldn't contain. And it's so frustrating, because you feel like you know your assignment, you think you're aligned in the proper way, and the ball comes zipping by your ear. Or you think you've got him contained, and then here he is where he's not where you thought he was going to be a moment ago. And those movement skills and the ability to place the football wherever he wants to on the football field is like what few humans can do right now.
Big Ann Heron is here with us today. He's sitting in for Speegs. We are going to have a good time, and we're going to get into some hardcore football. In fact, in the next segment, since Big Ant brought it up, talking about the second half, I want to get a window into what happened here. Because there was some stuff schematically, there was some stuff physically and emotionally that happened with the Bears in the second half, and I want to get your point of view on it.
Yeah.
So Big Ant here is going to help us out on what were the actual second half adjustments that allowed the Bears to come back into this game. So don't go anywhere. He's here. Matt Forte joins us after that. Kalen Kaler joins us after that. This is the place that you want to be to talk Bears. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Freddie Gibbs, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes,
Spiegel,
sir.
And Holmes on The Score. What a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I love The Score, man. I've been rocking with it since it was the Sports Radio 820 back in the 90s.
That's how you cut a promo, sir.
Afternoons on The Score.
Well, yeah, I think you recognize some things that could potentially help us out. And our players brought it to life, really, at the end of the day. You know, he's coached a lot of football in this league. He's very smart. I think he does a great job of tweaking some things as we go through the game, tweaking some things as we've gone through the season to help us out as much as we possibly can. And then it's up to the players to come through for us. And it was a good combination of both. I do think he adjusted a couple things, and I think our guys really brought that vision to life.
It's Ben Johnson talking about Dennis Allen, and we saw the Bears be able to rally in the second half, and obviously the offense is what we key on here.
25 points in the fourth quarter.
I mean, it's hard not to key on the fact that they scored 25 points in the fourth quarter.
Rising star in the sports and entertainment universe at quarterback. All those are very shiny objects that are worthy of attention.
You mentioned that you were looking for the door to be ajar at the end of the first half, and it was, because McManus missed that kick and two other kicks, and I think the last one that he missed was the most important.
Bears special teams won the day, the night.
They'll have an opportunity to do that again on Sunday because the Rams struggle on special teams. But that's for when we turn the page.
When you turn the page.
Turn the Page Industries is going to wait until later on this week.
Until its president and CEO return to action.
And we're letting people bask in this.
That's a good idea.
Because it's
that
a good thing.
Sense. Yeah.
So Big Ant Heron, who's sitting in for Speaks today, what happened? Like, schematically, emotionally, physically, what happened to the Bears in the second half?
So there was definitely blitz pressure that was brought by Chicago in half number two. But it's not like they didn't blitz at all in the first half. It's not like they didn't blitz in the previous two matchups they had against Green Bay. But we heard it a little bit from Ben Johnson there. And I was talking to the Midday Show about this some yesterday. Things have to conjoin. The play call has to marry itself with schematic execution. And so defensively, pretty frequently, especially when you have someone who's of an aggressive temperament as a defensive play caller like Dennis Allen, a lot of times the temperament that your players attack, their assignment with, matters a lot. And so even just walking bodies up toward the line of scrimmage more frequently, showing run fronts that are going to be more difficult to run into, now Jordan Love pre-snap has to try and determine, where am I going to go with the football? Am I checking out of a run into a pass play where I think maybe I've got a shot play matchup, but you've got this center fielder in Kevin Byard who's led the National Football League in interceptions really throughout the entire decade he's been in the league, but specifically this season as well. But there was more physical presence toward the line of scrimmage from the Bears. The secondary was much stickier in coverage. You saw Jalen Johnson in phase with pass catchers, Tyreek Stevenson in phase with pass catchers. And so to be able to throw off the timing of the Packers' passing attack while Jordan Love is feeling that physical presence pre-snap, you bring some edge pressure as the Bears did frequently. Like, it's one thing to mug the linebackers up into the A-gap, but then as you have them mugged up, you're creating one-on-one matchups, even if they don't truly believe you're going to blitz. And when we talk mug looks, it's when you bring the linebackers standing, showing a physical presence over the center, into the A-gaps, inside shades of those guards. When you show that, you're still creating matchups for the defensive line, matchups for Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, some of the speed the Bears were showing. We're willing to bring these guys off the edge. And especially with Kyler Gordon back in the lineup, him as a blitzer, the entire National Football League has recognized for years now what a hellacious blitzer Kyler Gordon is. So it enhanced the Bears' run fits, where you had Josh Jacobs bottled up in a way that the Bears haven't bottled him up anytime they faced him. So that second half, the Packers have no run game. And then it turns into Jordan Love wondering, how much time will I legitimately have in the pocket? But the schematics are only part of that. Montez Sweat started to win rushes. Austin Booker won more rushes. The activity up front. Grady Jarrett, he's been looking healthier and healthier throughout the season. I think that was Grady Jarrett's best game of the year that he saved, even for the playoff game. It's not because he was sacking the quarterback, but he was flying all over the place. And you just saw that activity up front show up so much for the Bears, all the population that was brought to the football snap after snap. Yes, DA brought some more heat, but in addition to just bringing some heat, the Bears, their temperament, the extra heartbeat that they played with in half number two brought the heat as well.
And you brought up Austin Booker. I feel like over the last few weeks, it's been hard to deny that he's been a factor.
Right, yeah.
And I know that it's not – the sack number isn't exactly where you want it for either one of the ends, but the activity level, I've been told by a lot of players that the just rallying to the ball is how you end up forcing fumbles and forcing interceptions, like all of that stuff. And we saw it play out. That play, like the Tyreek play, where he forces the fumble.
Right.
Like, that's a big play. Mm-hmm. And for a guy that is notoriously been kind of hampered with you're the guy that gave up the big play against Washington, for him to not give up on that particular play, I love seeing that. I love seeing that I don't even know what the blitz percentage was, and it may have even gone down in the
Wouldn't
second half.
Wouldn't surprise me if it did.
But I think that you're so right on about – one, Kyler, one of the things that makes him special, the reason why he is the highest paid nickel is because he run supports.
Yeah.
He comes and helps you out.
Yep.
And even though he's usually the smallest guy on the field, he is still a willing participant to go get somebody.
And that's where I wonder if, you know, who knows how many more days or weeks we have of this Bears season, but there's a world where Kyler Gordon knocking the rust off being in the lineup longer. Jalen Johnson, every week he's in the lineup knocking the rust off. There's a world where this Bears defense, this Bears secondary that we came into the season confident this Bears secondary was going to be a strength of the team. And then you had no Jalen Johnson and you had no Kyler Gordon. And Nashawn Wright became one of the better playmakers in football, but he's not as sticky in coverage as the top corners in the industry are. But so the Bears defense and the secondary kind of figured out a world and a role to how to get by with these guys. But no TJ Edwards. Yes, I love what DeMarco Jackson has done in the lineup. That could still end up proving to be a big loss, a significant loss, especially because he and Noah Sewell are out. So they're just really thin at linebacker. But there's a world where this Bears defense just assuming health for some of these guys who've missed significant time. Tremaine Edmonds maybe gets better each week. Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson. As I've been saying it to the midday show, a bit of that is kind of wish casting, but I do think we're seeing those signs. Jalen is looking better every week. Kyler Gordon looked better the other night than he did the previous week. He hadn't been out there in weeks, but he looked better at the more action he got in the game. And there's no reason to assume that won't continue to be the case if he's able to maintain in the lineup.
All right, we need to take a break. You want to know how Matt Forte felt watching all of that play out?
I do.
I do too, and we're going to find out next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.